And now we have this remembrance of Army Lieutenant Colonel Thomas B. Belcoffer. He was killed last month with four others in Kabul, Afghanistan, when their convoy was struck by a suicide bomber. The 44-year-old Belcoffer was laid to rest yesterday in Section 60 at Arlington National Cemetery just outside of Washington.
John Miller was there for his friend's burial. The two met in kindergarten. They were best men at each other's weddings. We reached him last night during his long drive back home to Ohio.
After I got married, and then he got married, then became active in service, you know, we didn't see as much of each other. But at the graveside, hearing one of his guys speak about Tom, a lot of those same things he spoke about, although we did not know each other, the person speaking and myself, he spoke of the same thing that I remember of Tom. That really touched me and made me just think about all the relationships and people that he's impacted with his life.
John Miller, remembering Army Lieutenant Colonel Tom Belcoffer, one of the more than 1,000 U.S. service members who've been killed in Afghanistan.